I'm Mike Daugherty with three things to know right now. It was a bust that could make even Scarface blush. Federal agents stopped a ship at the Packer Avenue Terminal in South Philly, and they found 32,000 pounds of cocaine, about $1 billion worth, on the street. The ship made port calls in Chile, Panama, and the Bahamas. The entire crew has been arrested and charged. And a woman and her boyfriend appeared in court today to face murder charges. Prosecutors say they beat her 4-year-old son with a flip-flop and then put him into a scalding hot shower, all because he spilled some cereal. Lawyers for the 19-year-old Lisa Smith and 26-year-old Keith King say they never meant to kill the boy. And this third thing to know, for the first time, Eagles fans will have to pay if they want to attend training camp practice. And the open practice is limited to just one day, August 4th at the Link. It'll cost you $10 to get in, and team officials say every dollar will be donated to the Eagles Autism Charity. In sports, the Phillies are in D.C. to play the Nationals, but Mother Nature isn't cooperating. The game is in a rain delay. The CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather Forecast: a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the entire region until 10 o'clock. Look out for heavy downpours and strong thunderstorms tonight, low of 70. More of the same with the storms tomorrow, humid again and a high of 81. Thursday, steamy with storms around and a high of 88. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.